Well, they're a staple of science fiction films of yesteryear, but flying cars could be taking off sooner than you think. The New South Wales Future Transport Summit is being held tomorrow in Sydney, and it will play host to global leaders in the fields of technology and futurism. Chris Riddell is known as Australia's Tomorrow Man, and he'll be appearing at the summit alongside Apple CEO Steve Wozniak. The Wire's Inna Camilles asked him what it means to be a futurist in an age of innovation.
The interesting thing about being a futurist is there is no formal qualification for it, so that adds just a layer of ambiguity onto what a futurist does. But what I do specifically is, and have been doing for years now, is looking at what the big trends are that are coming around the corner, particularly in the technology space, and then look to see how those big trends are impacting us in our lives at home and work as well.
Now, you'll be at the New South Wales Future Transport Summit tomorrow, along with Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. What's the game plan? What are you hoping to cover?
Look, New South Wales government are embarking on this really exciting program to try and understand what it is they need to be doing to plan for the future when it comes to transport and infrastructure. So one of the things that they also wanted to do was to bring in a global icon, Steve Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple, for him to be able to have a chat with me in front of audience about what he thinks also the future is from a global perspective when it comes to transport and technology, and then see how we can distill that into something really exciting.
Can you give us a picture of Sydney CBD in the future? So we've gone from horse and carriage to bikes and trains, and now most people are using a car to get around. What's next?
I think what we're going to see over the next few years is essentially a decline in car ownership. So picture this in a few years' time. At the moment, if you want to get a car and you're in the CBD, you open your app, for example, and you book an Uber car, and it rocks up within a few minutes in front of you, and you get a driver that picks you up. The next phase we're going to see is where you book your Uber car and there's no driver in it whatsoever. So it really will feel like it's your own car for that particular moment in time. The question then will come, why do you need to own a car? What's the purpose of being able to, what's the point of even being able to own a car when you can just summon a car when you need it?
Flying transport has been depicted in countless science fiction films and TV shows, but these were the inventions of cartoonists at the time. How close are we to seeing cars actually fly through the sky?
I don't think that's far off at all. I think the reality is, if we look at the pace at which technology now is changing our lives and the innovation that we see on a global scale, I think personal transport systems, which have the ability to hover or levitate, I think will absolutely be a reality.
Can you describe your hypothetical daily routine in 20 years' time? What kind of technology will you be using?
That's a really good guy. Do you know that's a question I haven't been asked before? I think for me, where technology is dramatically going to change things, it's about removing the need for us to make every single decision. We will always be able to make the final decision if we want to, as human beings. I think we will always have that final call. But I think what it's around is removing the decisions that we don't need to make.
What's your guess for the next big game-changing piece of technology, the next drone, for example?
The next big one for me has got to be virtual reality and augmented reality. Virtual reality and augmented reality is going to change things dramatically. I think we haven't quite seen yet that come to the play. We've seen a little bit of Samsung VR tech out there recently, but we've not seen anything like where it's going to go.
That was futurist Chris Riddell speaking with The Wire's Inna Camilles about just what the future holds when it comes to how we'll transport ourselves around.